Testing. 1, 2, 3.
Three, two, one.
Hello. For some reason, I only had you coming through my left earsicle. You weren't going through the right. I don't know what's happening. Hey,
Kenny. I can throw my voice to the left ear to the right ear.
Could you just blow out my right and we'll only come in on the left? It'll be fine.
Oh, you know what? I might do that today.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good.
Hey, good morning, Kenny. How are you? How was your weekend?
It was all right, Kyle.
Yeah. Okay.
You're asking me about my weekend on a Wednesday? What?
Yeah,
what's that about?
A little weird. It's April 13th, 2016. This is the first show of the week, and it is on Wednesday.
Whoa.
What happened?
Work happened.
Okay. All right. You gotta make that paper, I believe, is what the kids are saying. So
you gotta make that cheese, that
cheese,
cheddar.
The Skrilla. The
what?
The what? What'd you call me?
What?
We're live right now, Kenny. Goodstuff.fm/live. Typically Monday, Wednesday, Friday. But this week, it's just going to be a bit of a Monday missing. And then we'll do Friday on a short schedule. Because I got something going on Friday. So deal with it.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Amended week.
That's right. Amended.
Yeah. You can probably tell, though, Kyle, I'm not feeling all that well.
Now, why? Is there a problem with your voice?
Why is there a problem with voice?
There was a tweet that went out about our show, and it was a little strange. I don't know if they listen, but I thought it was funny.
From Brooklyn, New York.
That's right. Just, hey-o, coming to you live, Kenny, from the, Democratic primary debate that's supposed to happen today. Is that today?
What?
I have no idea. Who cares?
Kyle, we're not topical.
But anyway, I'm coming down with something. I don't know what it is.
I'm sorry.
Like a sore throat, got the congestion. It's probably just cold.
Oh no. Is that contagious? Let's hope
not through the microphone.
You sure?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm not sure. So there's that.
What? I don't want it.
It's probably going to get worse. Who knows?
Let's
hope it gets better.
Let's hope. We are sending as many good vibes through the electron system to your ears as possible at this very moment. Now, I've got some follow-up from last week. So Friday, we were covering our very famous, world-famous Food Friday. And on Twitter, Logan says, last year in April, you covered the 104-year-old woman who had a Dr. Pepper story, obviously. Now she's 105. And I had completely forgotten. 1,000% completely
also
forgotten.
I had forgotten.
Yes.
However, I think it's good that we're chronicling this woman's life.
I completely agree.
We're giving an update without realizing that we're giving an update. That's good. That's ignorant updates.
Okay, that doesn't make any sense. I have no idea. I have no idea what that was. But Kenny, the episode was 144. If you'd like to go check it out, goodstuff.fm/morningshow/144. It was actually called Dr. Pepper Has the Answer to Immortality.
Well, see, now that's a good thing,
which is it made it very easy to find. And it's just surprising. I don't think we covered her 103rd birthday because, you know,
it's like, what? you got to 103.
You know,
I like those.
Thank you. So I pulled out
guttural sound effects.
I've got a little excerpt of episode 144, and I took a couple of things out of context. We're gonna play this right before we get to the lead story of the day, Kenny. But I thought I'd share this with listeners who may be new to the show. So here you go.
You know, I really like Dr. Pepper a lot, Kyle.
Do you? Is there a Dr. Pepper subscription service? And
I know that's what I was imagining you do.
I just figure, you know what? If we're talking about giant slabs of bacteria that fester inside of a fridge, and then you drink the subsequent, I don't know what the
afterbirth.
The tea afterbirth. So long as you want that. I know. Okay, so here we go. Chat room coming in with the win. Jelly Belly Dr. Pepper Jelly Beans, 10-pound box, $65.60. That makes it 41 cents an ounce. Time to add it to my Amazon Prime.
Okay.
People try to give me coffee for breakfast. Well, I'd rather have a Dr. Pepper. I started drinking them about 40 years ago. Three a day. Every doctor that sees me says, they'll kill you. But they die and I don't. So there must be a mistake somewhere.
Or it could go horribly wrong.
When you live to be 104 and still can talk to nice people, you deserve some Dr. Pepper. But I never expected this.
I don't know if I want that voice ever to come back on this show.
I don't either.
So there you go. I really hope that voice doesn't come back on this show. Hi,
my goodness.
We're back now.
This is us. This is current time.
This is real. This is the...
Were you clapping because of current time?
No.
We are currently in meat space.
I was giving you a bit of a hand. So nice,
are
nice
you sure
work.
You don't want the voice back,
don't
Kyle?
You do it! Kenny, the top story.
I love Dr. Pepper.
No, I know you do. I know you do. Miss Pepper.
Oh, yeah?
The lead story yesterday, at least in the tech world, was all of the Facebook chatbots. Huge, huge news. The Facebook F8 conference is going on right now. And
I think it's called Fate.
I think it's called F8.
I think it's called Skater Boy.
I don't think that makes any sense. Was that the PlayStation 1 game?
No. What? Skater Boy is a song by what's her face with the hair?
Oh.
Avril Lavigne.
I don't know if that matters. So Facebook rolling out the platform for Messenger bots to be used for what? Getting in touch with your local butcher, maybe?
So this is just, so what Facebook's trying to do is a shortcut to their own kind of Siri, Alexa sort of thing, right?
With M you're talking about?
Yeah. I mean, that's what a chatbot is. It's a text AI that gives you information, right?
Or can do things.
Right. But it's just text. Can you talk to it? I don't know. I haven't read the story.
You can. So, the one that will be in the show notes, goodstuff.fm/morningshow/295. It's a sneak peek of the Burger King Messenger bot. So with the Burger King Messenger bot, you can start talking to it and actually order through here for pickup at a local Burger King. So it'll let you choose, what do you want on the burger? Do you want to make that a combo? It's basically like driving up to the little talkie box thing. And
talkie box.
Hello. Hey, can I get a Whopper with extra cheese?
No.
Okay, bye.
So that is, I think, the biggest announcement, is being able to replace people who are making a minimum wage with a chat bot on my phone. And then I just go to the local burger store and pick one up.
Is that what Facebook wants to do? Is they want Messenger for some reason. They want Messenger to be your go-to app on your phone now?
Sounds like it. It really sounds like it. So bots are going to be...
That's not okay.
Bots will be the platform for both customer service representatives, not calling people. Everybody wants to text these days.
Okay, actually, no, that's not so bad for customer service. Right, to tie that into the Messenger service. But
if I don't have to wait, sure, I will. Right. I will totally try it. If I don't have to wait on hold to talk to a human being, and I can just do all of this through a chatbot, and it can understand
real-time troubleshooting.
Exactly. If I don't have to be upsold through a chatbot, fine. Let's bot all the things.
However, I don't think that's going to be the case.
I doubt it as well.
Yeah. Oh, boo.
Boo hoo, Kenny. Let's look at what else is going on in the world today. Bum, 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 bum.
today's headlines.
There we go.
Hey, Tesla recalls 2,600 Model X crossovers to fix X seat hinge.
Wow.
I had to say that. It was all in caps. Yeah, I had to say it all.
I'm sorry. That's what,
maniacally.
That's what happens when I copy it over.
In the past, Kyle, Tesla Motors has managed to fix many problems and glitches with the over-the-air software updates. However, the California-based company is asking at least 2,600 Model X owners to bring their crossover into the nearest service center in order to repair a problem with a locking seat hinge. Sorry, I had to swallow the rest of the coffee. Mm. The problem affects crossovers built between the start of production and March 26th of this year, meaning it's found a vast majority of the X's on the road today. Ah, oh, no.
I've got plenty of X's on the road today.
All of the affected models are located in the United States, and most of them are already in customers' hands, though a small fraction of blah, blah, blah. Who cares? Because it's just a seat. It's not like an engine problem or anything like that.
Thankfully. Now, this is interesting, though, that you can't fix a seat problem with a software update.
Moving on, third-party Reddit apps are being pulled from the Apple App Store. A number of threads devoted to the phenomenon that have been created on Reddit by disgruntled users, pointing out the likes of Alien Blue, Antenna, Eggplant, and Bacon Reader are nowhere to be found. Those are apps for Reddit. Mm-hmm. Consequently, when you search for a client such as Eggplant on the App Store, you are provided with a result for the official Reddit iOS app instead. There's some inside baseball going on here.
Do you use Reddit at all?
I don't.
Have you been on it?
I've been on it.
Did you check out the official Reddit iOS app that launched last week?
Negative.
Mm.
Have so, you?
No, I have not. Okay. But that's simply because I am not on iOS anymore.
Oh, that's right.
So the issue, I guess, was that there is a not safe for work toggle inside of the application. And the official Reddit app has one as well. So they're not really sure. And I'm sure more details will come out this week as to why this is happening. But they're saying that they're breaking a specific violation. They're violating a specific clause inside of the App Store review guidelines.
Section 18, chapter 2.
Right. Yes.
Or whatever. Yeah. Opposite.
Right.
Chapter 18, section 2.
Thou shalt not put a NSFW toggle in thou'st application.
App Store 18.2.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So we'll see what happens with this whole Reddit thing. But yeah. All right.
All right.
Eggplant.
There you go. That's your Reddit news. Moving on. And this is a little related to our lead story. Facebook launches agents on Messenger platform with chatbots. Maybe that's exactly what our lead story was. Is it? Question mark?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Yes, but this is very specific where it has some things for you to read about. Yes,
agents on Messenger. Facebook will now allow businesses to deliver automated customer support, e-commerce guidance, content, and interactive experience through, quote, agents on Messenger, Facebook's term for chatbots. I don't like that. Call them Messenger agents, not agents on Messenger. Make it really cool sounding. But Facebook announced a slew of chatbot partnerships with developers who got early access. Beyond just text, chatbots will be able to respond with structured messages that include images, links, and call to action buttons. These could let users make a restaurant reservation, review an e-commerce order, and more. Oh, a conservative estimate is that chatbots could replace 1-800 numbers. Wow, that's a conservative estimate?
Right. So,
okay. So completely getting rid of all 1-800 numbers. How did I say? 800,000?
8-100.
8-100. You know what I mean.
Mm.
And, Kyle, they could replace those numbers, and they could also offer more comfortable customer service experiences without the hassle of synchronous phone conversations, hold times, and annoying phone trees. Phone trees? What's a phone tree?
So you have to, like, Thank you for calling Morning Show. Your call is very important to us.
Oh, I see.
Please press 1 to speak to a customer service representative. Please press 2 to move on to the next story.
3.
You have chosen 3. There is no option for number 3. Please try.
Hanging up.
I can't. Okay. All right.
Okay, it's gone. Kyle, moving on now. New Starshot mission, and Starshot is in quotes, it's aiming to send tiny spaceships to nearest star system. This is awesome news, by the way. This is to bridge the enormous distance between our solar system and Alpha Centauri. Billionaire entrepreneur Yuri Milner, we've talked about him before, and renowned physicist Stephen Hawking, we've never talked about him.
What?
They've they've proposed revving thousands of tiny postage stamp sized nanocrafts to
relativistic speeds. Reaching 20, yeah, so you're getting up to speeds that are about 20% the speed of light, which is mega fast.
Yeah, I can't read words.
No, that's fine.
That's also the fastest postage ever. A mothership carrying the nanocraft fleet would be launched into the high altitude orbit around Earth. Each individual unit would consist of a small starship. I put quotes on that. Equipped with cameras, sensors, and communications equipment, along with ultra thin light sail.
Mm-hmm.
Also quoted, measuring about 10 feet in length. Together, these components would weigh only a few grams. All right. Once developed into a high elevation orbit, the chips would unfurl. They'd also unfuel their sails and catch a wave of lasers shot at them from a power kilometer scale phased array located on Earth. This is some serious science fiction right here. But if this kind of technological platform were to be feasible, it would allow human made probes to visit other star systems within a generation.
So that's pretty cool, right?
It's amazing. This, honestly, this is the stuff that they would put in like science fiction novels or science fiction movies.
Well, the thing is,
they want to make it real.
Yes. The thing is, we need to build an array on the ground that shoots and will bring together all of these laser beams into that 10-foot square, which is incredibly precise. But I'm sure we can do it. We just need to account for, you know, the rotation of the Earth and all that kind of stuff.
Math.
It is a lot of math, yes.
Okay, and I have one more here, Kyle.
This was
announced this morning. Amazon's $289 crazy thin Kindle Oasis has a battery cover that adds months of charge. That's right, Kyle. The leaks are true. Amazon's newest e-reader is called the Kindle Oasis, and it's the company's thinnest e-reader to date. You like that?
Not really.
Pull that sound. Our thinnest. Oh, this is also from Amazon. I'm gonna tell you their highlights.
Please.
This is our thinnest and lightest Kindle ever.
Ooh.
Read even more comfortably for hours. New ergonomic design with dedicated buttons to effortlessly turn the page. I'm Amazon. Longest Kindle battery life, the included leather charging cover boosts battery to last months. Choose from a black, Merlot, or walnut removable cover.
Okay.
Oh, I want walnuts on my cover.
I want Merlot.
High resolution 300 pixels per inch display with crisp laser quality text. There's your lasers.
Lasers.
Yeah. Reads like real paper without glare, even in direct sunlight.
What's that voice?
I don't know. Amazon's switching to a different voice.
Okay.
Enhanced built-in adjustable light evenly illuminates the screen for perfect reading anywhere, anytime. You can buy this for $289.99 or 5 monthly payments of $58.
Ha! Do you think we'll see this on Amazon's like, hey, shop at home channel?
Yes.
Okay. 5 easy payments of $58.
I don't know why they introduced an even more expensive e-reader when their Kindle Voyage, the one that's like $200 right now. I don't care anything about that one, and you're gonna make one that's another $100 more than that.
Let's look at, forget the tech specs. Let's just look at the names right now. You've got on one end of the spectrum, you've got the Oasis, and on the other, you've got the Fire.
And the Voyage.
And between the Voyage. The Voyage goes between the Oasis and the Fire. Now, I'm confused. I don't see the connection. I thought, so like Fire, I guess, has something to do with the color screen that is being used, and what you have different ways of traipsing around the world in an Oasis, nope. And a Voyage. for the black and white screens.
Nope.
This doesn't make any sense.
I do think that this is supposed to elicit that you can go to you found your oasis in this e-reader because you can last for months and months reading. I don't know.
I don't know about that. I don't know
about the Voyage one either.
Yeah.
You're on a voyage of reading.
But at $289, I mean, that is, how much was the original Kindle? That seems like it's way, there's nothing in this unless you're not willing to charge every month.
Right.
There's nothing in this that is game changing for the way that you read or I read.
Now, I'll say that I have the compare to the Kindle readers.
Okay.
Here. All right. The things that it's really touting here are 10 LEDs for enhanced page consistency. So I guess it just has good light.
Cool. So add 0.005 cents for the scale that they're creating these at. That's fine. All right. So let's charge me $200 more.
It has touch screen and page turn buttons. So they're going buttons, I guess, backwards and having buttons on your Kindle now. Let's see. I'm basically looking at this compared to the one that I bought, which is the Paperwhite,
mm-hmm.
which is currently $119. I found that to be exactly right. I think that's the perfect price point, perfect features.
Yeah.
The battery life that they're offering on the Oasis, months compared to weeks.
I mean, what's the difference?
Who's holding out on charging their Kindle for that long?
I have no idea.
It's also like, oh man, without the cover, this thing is 131 grams. And the Kindle Paperwhite is 205 grams.
So it's heavier.
No, it's lighter.
It's lighter. Ah,
it's okay. It's almost half as heavy.
Okay. Interesting. Because they basically split the battery into two parts.
Yes. They've removed the extra battery there.
Okay.
All right. So it's also very tiny.
They're going the way of the LG G5. Giving LG. You those.
Oh, right. The replaceable batteries.
Yep.
I don't like that.
Chat room is coming in here saying that they feel that they should include a color e-ink display at that price. And yep. I want 1,000% agree.
Chat room coming in with the save.
That's right.
Also, I think this is the longest we've ever spent on the headlines. Those are your headlines.
Kenny, they were brought to you by Feed Press. All that long, drawn out. Oh my gosh,
it's almost 7:30.
Headlines, that's
what have
right.
we done?
They are brought to you by Feed Press. I'll make this quick for us. Feed Press is RSS feed analytics and podcast file hosting in a simple, intuitive, and unified dashboard. FeedPress features powerful subscriber and podcast download tracking, integrated newsletters, automated publishing to popular social networks like Twitter and Facebook, a slick drag-and-drop podcast hosting interface, and everything you need in order to submit your feed to iTunes. So if you need all of that, all wrapped into one, FeedPress is what you want to go with. With 250 megabytes of flexible file storage that rolls over monthly, you can easily upload 4-hour-long episodes per month. That's not enough for this show, so we kind of... We up to that. For just $20, you get 1 gigabyte, and that rolls over monthly as well. So we take that gigabyte with us all the way to gigabyte Alpha Centauri. Go over to feed.press/morningshow today and sign up and try it 14 days without any contracts or any commitments. Use the promo code morningshow during checkout. You'll get 10% off your first year. Kenny, I have no idea what happened. Ah! All right, I got some facts for you.
Great.
The Icelandic phone book, which would be a great band name, is ordered by first name because there, I guess, are not very many people that have the same name.
Wait, the entire Icelandic phone book?
Yep. So when you've got your house there in Iceland and you open your front door and there's just a stack of yellow phone books, you say, man, it's a lot of names. And you open it up, boom. Ordered by first name. I need to find Kenny. Boop, 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 boop. And he found you.
You know, if your phone book was on the Kindle Oasis, boop, 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 you'd be able to use your page turn buttons. It would take forever.
Probably. Yeah, it probably would because Well, you could just search if you needed to.
I guess you just go to your agents of messenger and isn't that stupid? It's like a spin on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Trademarked. Can't say it.
Oh, okay, good.
Did you know that there's a phone number where you can call Sweden?
What? Just call Sweden? Just like, hey, Sweden, what's up?
Basically, yeah. It connects you to a random person in Sweden.
What?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I think I saw that last week sometime, but just speaking of countries that we'll probably never visit.
That's a secret hidden fact that you guys get, a bonus fact.
That's right. Beep, 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 beep. Hey, Dr. Seuss, Kenny, here's another fact. Dr. Seuss wrote Green Eggs and Ham to win a bet with his publisher that he couldn't write a book using just 50 different words.
You know, I knew that fact.
Ah, did you?
I did. I think I learned it on his birthday this past year.
When was the last time you read Green Eggs and Ham?
Oh, man, the last time I read it?
Did you read it in a boat? Did you read it with a goat? Did you?
No, I read it with a coat.
Oh, I don't think coat was one of the words, but that's fine.
I did not float.
I did, no. Can we do this whole podcast in 50 words?
No.
Oh.
Actually, maybe.
Yeah. It could just be no.
I would just say no.
That's right.
And ha 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 ha.
You could do it in probably 3 words. So we'll leave it there. Hey, Kenny, did you also know it's impossible? It is impossible to set fire to a pool of petrol. I wasn't ready for this. Petrol. It's impossible to set fire to a pool of petrol by throwing a lit cigarette into it. So you see,
the movies have lied.
That's right. All of those freaking movies are lies.
That's not cool.
No.
I mean, it's cool in the movies. And the fact that you can't do it in real life, that's not cool.
I feel like that should be an Olympic sport. Swimming in a pool of petrol.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
It'd be robots, obviously. Robots. You build it.
And the robot Olympics?
Yeah. And so they're made of steel. And as they're floating through the pool of petrol, they spark. And then the pool could potentially explode. You don't know.
No, actually, it should be the robots swimming through it, but also smoking cigarettes.
Ah, yes. It's a good idea. A robot made of cigarettes, maybe.
Because it wouldn't light.
That's right. That's right. It would not. I also have something, thanks to Mike ER on Twitter. I've got a national day that is not food related for us.
Oh,
do you want to go over that? Because we can touch on this real quick.
Sure, really
quick. In the 7:30 hour. Today's National Scrabble Day, as in Scrabble the game.
Yeah.
Alfred Mosher Butts.
Best name ever.
Yes, it is. AMB.
Mosher Butts.
Mosher Butts invented the board game where players use lettered squares to make words in a crisscross puzzle fashion in 1933. And each year on National Scrabble Day, which is today, April 13th, is the day that Alfred Mosher Butts.
Mosher Butts.
Butts was born in 1899.
Oh, cool.
So there you go. If you have not accomplished something by the age of 34, don't feel bad, because Mr. Butts was able to create Scrabble. Now, here's a fun fact about Scrabble, I guess. According to the website that our very own Mike here on Twitter showed us, all derivatives of the word bro are official words of the English language. Brosif, Really? Brobiotic, broteen, bromance. All of those are real words that you can use in Scrabble. So if you want to bro it up on a Scrabble board, then you can you can use that. I don't think it works that way, but it's fine.
A Scrab bro. I can't do that.
Yeah, just use all of them. Make all of them. That's fine.
Wow.
So there you go.
I like broteen. I've never heard that one.
What?
Never heard bro. I've heard the other one. Brosif, probiotic, bromance.
Protein.
I've never
shake.
Protein. Yeah, I never heard protein.
Okay.
Speaking of food.
Yeah, speaking of food, I'm trying to find, I don't think I have what I was looking for.
Today's national day is.
Go over to this one and find the one that I was looking at. Kenny, today's national day is National Peach Cobbler Day.
Woohoo! I love peach cobbler. Do you love peach cobbler?
I
How do you not love it? It's the perfect thing ever.
I have kind of a teeter totter feeling about cobblers and pies and things like that.
What?
Yeah. I fall to one side and then I fall to the other. But
what?
Eventually I do end up on the right side of history. It's fine. It'll be okay. Kenny, a cobbler refers to a variety of dishes, particularly in the United Kingdom and the United States, consisting of a fruit or savory filling poured into a large baking dish covered with a batter, biscuit, or scone before being baked.
Oh, man. All of that sounds really good.
Mm-mm-mm. So a cobbler does not have a bottom crust. Is that correct?
It can.
Wouldn't that make it a pie? That would make it a pie, though.
It would be a pie if you had the pie, the crust on the outside, right? Cobbler, you can make in a square pan, platter,
okay.
Glass dish.
So you say pie must be round.
No, I'm saying pie must have that crust on the end, you know, where you can grab it, like pizza.
Nobody ever grabs a pie.
You never grabbed a pie with your hands?
No, absolutely not. No way.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, all the filling might fall out, but it's still okay to do.
That's not okay. Hey, just as now, a follow-up.
Hold on. I was going to say, pie doesn't have to have the layer on top. Pie has the crust on the bottom. Layer on the bottom. And then filling goes on top.
What do you do with apple pie, though?
Well, not all pies have to do that. Like pumpkin pie is just open, right? Pecan pie, that's open.
All others are not welcome.
Oh, okay, that's true.
No other pies are welcome. As a follow-up to Friday's little unnecessary blurting of a Gordon Ramsay recipe, this one will not be blurted. But this is Gordon Ramsay teaching us how to roast peaches. So here you go.
Roast peaches.
Roasted peaches, flambéed in rum. Sweet, fruity, and totally indulgent.
Peaches. Slice. Hot pan. Cast the sugar. Caramelize.
Peaches in.
That's
and then
perfect.
Just gently toss them in the caramel.
Butter.
And now for the rum.
Flambé.
Woof.
Lime cream. 180ml of double cream. Whisk. Icing sugar. Lime zest.
Shortbread on the plate. And then start layering.
Icing sugar. Roasted peaches with rum and lime cream. Done.
There you go.
I like that he treats it like he's narrating his own montage.
Yeah. Well, he is, technically.
I mean, but he's treating it like it's an action movie.
I wish cooking was that easy. Like a minute and 13 seconds of just flambé. Do it. Done.
Flambé. Woof.
Lime cream.
180ml.
That's right. So there you go. Man,
he is awesome, isn't he?
I will bookmark that here on the Good Ta-dow. Stuff page. So you can, if you need to just listen to that over and over and over and over again while you make your National Peach Cobbler Day cobbler.
Oh, man. I want some so
that
much.
That will be exactly there for you.
I really want to celebrate today, but I don't know where I can get some peach cobbler because I'm not going to make my own.
I think you should. It's not, I don't feel like it's peach season. Am I wrong?
Okay, I will say, I don't know. I will say though, my future mother-in-law makes the best peach cobbler I've ever tasted. So I might contact her.
Peach season.
Hey, Facebook agents on Messenger.
It might actually be able to help you out. Now, Garko, when is peach season?
While peaches are ready as early as May and available until late September, peach season is at its peak in July and August.
Mm.
Although since peach season began early this year due to warmer weather, it will wrap up sooner than usual.
Okay,
that's not good.
Okay, I won't keep reading, Garko. Sorry about that.
If we could switch Peach's voice, oh my gosh! If we could switch Garko's voice to Gordon Ramsay, that would be really cool.
Did you just call Garko Peach?
Hey, Peaches. Yes,
that nickname is not going to stick. You know what does stick?
What? What?
A segment that I just skipped over. Hey, hold Oops. On. Hold on. Hold on. Why does okay. this happen every single time? Beep, beep. That's right. Yep, it's yep, up, yep, yep, vote, yep, yep. down, vote. Kenny, we're going to read a couple of popular and trending stories or announcements. It's about 17,000. And we're going to decide real quick, whether they should be upvoted or downvoted. The song wig.
Song wig?
The song wig, a unique hairpiece with earbud strands that allows the wearer to share their music.
Nope. Downvote.
This is over on laughingsquid.com. There's a video for it, but I'm not going to play it because it's only music. Now, the look on this person's face says basically song wig. It's yellow.
Okay, let's say it looks like Sailor Moon.
Yes.
Right?
It's Sailor Moon. Yes. Okay.
It's like a bunch of cables of
That's right.
headphones.
Yes.
And the idea is that you use your strand of hair headphones to allow someone else to listen to your music.
That's right. So each of the hair strands has earbuds on the tip, and you're supposed to walk up to this person in very, very close proximity and listen to whatever they're playing on their head.
Yep. Nope.
Downvote. I completely agree. I don't want any of this. Now, Kenny, did you know that if you send a grimace emoji on an iPhone, which is like it's a circular mouth with all the teeth showing, and then the right. eyes are kind of like curly brackety things. It'll uh-huh. look like a smile on an Android or Samsung or Windows Mobile uh-huh. thingy device.
Yeah.
Did you
on
know
their,
this?
On their native
That's right. emojis, on their right? native emoji. So when it gets translated from the iPhone and your intent to what send a grimace, I suppose it'll look like a smile on Android. Now, I guess this article over here, it shows everything but the iPhone skews over to the positive feeling spectrum. And the iPhone is the only one that's kind of on the negative feeling spectrum for this particular emoji. So it's causing some confusion, I guess, in the world. And this was one of the biggest news stories on Monday. Ugh.
Yeah, right. I actually saw this story, and I'm gonna say that it's a mess up by everybody except for Apple.
So you are saying that Apple is the one, I guess, kind of
in the right.
Well, they're in the right.
That's what I'm saying. I prefer the face, like it's like the uncomfortable. Face.
Hmm.
Right? That's what I see. And you're sticking your teeth out like, I don't know what to do now. Uh-oh.
So there's two. Now I need to make a distinction here. There are two emoji on the Apple emoji board here. Smileys and people, it says. One is actually grimacing. Now the grimacing face is the teeth, all the teeth showing, and the eyes are two little circles. That is a completely different emoji from the smiling eyes, yeah. grinning face. It says right. grinning face with smiling eyes. It is not a grimace emoji, the one at least in this article here. So
I think it's just a misassociation between the emojis.
I agree.
I think it's a mistranslation.
I completely agree. If you look at the actual alt text for these two different emoji, they're completely different. So yeah. I'm gonna downvote this because there is nothing.
It's misleading.
It is completely misleading. Yes.
Yeah. Downvote for me as well.
All right. Get it out of here.
You hit the ding button.
Well, I dinged on the we're both correct. And then
ding-dong.
I threw it into the garbage when we were both downvoting it.
Woo! Woo!
That's right. Spremo. Spremo?
What?
Spremo takes a personal approach to purifying your air. It's a personal air purifier.
So like personal space?
Yes, I guess. So instead of trying to like clean the air for the whole room.
Yeah.
You've seen those. You can go to Target or whatever and they're whole air room purifiers, and they use those huge fans, or they use the those huge little filters that you need to put right into the back of it. This is taking a different approach, and you point this thing directly at your face to get a, I guess, personal stream of clean air
that right is your face
only. That is only for you. You're the only person who gets to have the clean air. Everybody else gets to breathe smog. Pure smog that comes out of the back of this.
Right. The exhaust of the Spremo.
That's right.
Is worse than every.
Completely toxic. Yep.
That's I like right that idea.
So it says it's designed to be set up on your desk, say at your office. Then once you turn it on, it filters out toxins and allergens and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And then it blows a subtle, not annoying way on your face.
Not annoying way.
Mm-mm.
Wow.
Because you could dry out, you know. You've got the, hey, you know this right now. You've got that scratchy throat.
Yeah.
You don't want a fan on you the whole time. So what do you think?
What it looks like? It looks like a Jibo.
I was going to say it looks like a microphone, but I don't know.
It looks like the Jibo face.
Ah, like it's
you remember Jibo?
I'm Jibo. Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
I remember Jibo.
I'm going to downvote this, though.
Oh, man. I'm downvoting this as well. I just...
Share the wealth.
I don't want something on right my face. Yeah, it's available. It's available for pre-order right now for $319.
Oh, it's even more than the Kindle Oasis.
Just to blow on your face.
Hmm? Whoa.
Speaking of
air? One more here. One more. Okay.
Speaking of air, this is a couple of terriers that over the weekend, there was someone who left these couple of terriers in a car alone.
Oh, that's the worst thing ever.
It is pretty bad. They went in, though. It's related. It is completely related to the show because they left to go into a pizza shop.
But outside, I don't know how mad I can be now.
That's right. So outside,
I'm still mad. No, outraged.
Outside, these dogs were waiting for their human companion to come back, and they were incredibly impatient. And they laid on the horn, and I'll play just a moment of this. They laid on the horn to try and get this person to come out of the pizza shop. Ready?
Yes.
Oh no, that's the wrong one. Hold on, let me find.
funny, funny, Kyle.
You like the joke, Kenny?
Oh, I like the joke, Kyle.
Looking at the screen cap from the YouTube link, and it's a dog sitting in the seat like a human. Putting front paws. Yep.
That's right. Sitting upright as well. It looks
and just laying on it.
Watch it look to the left and pause moment. Pause momentarily. While it looks at you, lays off the horn for a second, and then just goes right back to it. Here we go. Oh. So if you want to watch 41 seconds of this, that'll be in the show notes. Boy, oh boy. good boy. Nice work.
Upvote. Astronomical upvote from me for that.
All right.
Also, because it's from Glenn Tickle.
It gets an upvote automatically for our good friend Glenn. That's right. Good work. Good work. Kenny, I'm ready to move on to a record of the day.
Woo.
Today's record of the day comes to us from Austin, Texas,
Hey, local.
That's right. And this
is more local than everybody else.
Yeah. We've been going all the way over to Slovakia, yeah. India. Let's bring it back here to the good old US of A for the most toothpicks stuck into a grapefruit in 1 minute.
What?
Lauren Jane Slade stuck 59 toothpicks into a ruby red grapefruit in 1 minute, which set a new world record.
So, like, stabbing a grapefruit?
Yes. Yeah, so, you start the timer, you put the grapefruit on the ground, and then, well, not, whatever, onto a surface, and then you take individual small toothpicks, which are what, about 2.5 inches, 3 inches? I don't know how long a toothpick is. You stick those into the outside of the ruby red grapefruit.
Uh-huh. This is the only submission of this record.
That is correct. No one has beat it since 2009.
I really want to try.
I think we should. This is one of the ones that I feel like we have a chance. 59 toothpicks.
Actually, you know what? So by the end of this record, I'll ruin the surprise.
Okay.
The grapefruit is basically a toothpick grenade. I mean, you can toss this at somebody and cause some serious damage.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Which is what I would want to do after 50, you know.
No.
After 59 toothpicks are inside of the toothpick, or mm-hmm. inside the toothpick, inside yeah, the grapefruit.
No.
I would want to toss it at someone's face.
No, you stick another grapefruit to it. You basically create a grapefruit molecule.
I just like, now, I like this record. I think that's clever. A clever way to be a record setter. But a related record right next to it is fastest time to eat a 15-pound watermelon. That's the worst idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awful.
You know. All right.
Is this a burrito or a dog?
I don't know. So... I would be remiss, though, if I did not mention...
Remiss?
Mm-hmm.
The past tense of being remiss?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's the way to do that.
That's... Mm-mm.
I don't know.
Oh, no.
No, you're killing me. With me. Stop it. Stop it. Okay. This is serious business. This is Kyle.
Oh,
this
God.
Is a serious podcast.
Move on.
All right. So I would, I need to mention, because this is something that came out Monday, I believe, in terms of world records that have not yet been verified, but there is a Python. OMG, there is a Python.
Uh-huh. OMG.
It is a record-setting Python, and we're waiting for it to be validated, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Did you see that story? It's making national news right now.
Yeah. Well, because they caught, it was, I guess, a group of people. They caught the largest snake ever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then it died.
Right. Promptly. Immediately died. So
now the stipulation to this record is that it's the longest snake captured. It's probably not the longest snake ever recorded or seen, but this is the only one that's been captured.
Have you ever seen the movie Anaconda?
Well, that killed everybody.
You don't want none unless you got buns, hun.
Oh, boy.
Swag.
You went really far for that one.
And I know.
OMG. This Python is totally eating my bae.
And I just wanted to bring that story to your attention so I could play that soundbite. That's it.
All right.
I'm ready to move on to two stupid games.
Games. Well, that's kind of clippy.
All right, it's fine. Don't worry about it. What are we playing,
Kyle? Two stupid games. I'm gonna play two stupid games. Clearly,
oh boy.
And I want to start with, how well do you remember National Treasure?
Probably not well at all.
The movie that was released 12 years ago.
Okay. Oh, 12?
Yeah, 2004.
Oh,
right.
My gosh. Let's do it.
All right. What is the name? This is the first question. What is the name of Ben's male counterpart and technical genius? Is it Riley Adams, Riley Poole, Riley Washington, or Riley Wilcox? You know his first name is Riley.
Yeah, let's go with Adams.
Adams, no, it's Riley Poole. I don't know if they ever say that.
That was my gut.
All right. What is Benjamin Gates' middle name?
Washington.
Benjamin Washington?
Yes.
Yes. Come on.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm not going to give you... No. Come on.
Franklin.
Yeah, that's right. I like that they have a bunch of different middle names on here, but it's like Benjamin Franklin. That's the only one that makes sense.
Well, you know... I'd be the one to get that wrong.
Now, here's a hard one. What color dress does Abigail Chase wear at the National Archives Gala? Is it red, black, navy, or burgundy?
Let's go burgundy, like my battery case.
No, that was Merlot.
You're right.
What fake name does Ben Gates give Abigail Chase at the beginning of the movie? So who does he pose as? Is it Bill Johnson, Jeff Smith, Paul Brown, or Joe Williams?
Let's go Joe Williams.
It's not Joe Williams. It's Paul Brown, because she's like, is there a Mr. Brown on the list?
Except that's not
her accent.
Two home runs.
Yeah. Oh, Trevor Brown. Right? I don't remember his name. Who is the shaggy-haired bad guy who tries to kill Ben and Riley for their treasure? So basically, what's the name of the bad guy? Is it Ethan, Ivan, Ian, or Evan?
Ivan. That's a bad guy's name.
No, it's Ian.
Sorry, Ivans.
Another movie that Sean Bean doesn't die. Oh, that's kind of weird. What is the name of the ship found at the start of the movie? The Amelia, the Charlotte, the Mayflower, or the Josephine?
The Josephine.
No, it's the Charlotte. That's a big part of the movie. I guess you don't remember it.
How am I? I don't even know if I've seen the whole thing.
What do Ben and Riley find in the aforementioned boat? So what do they find in the boat at the beginning of the movie? Is it a pipe, a treasure map, a gold coin, or a locked trunk?
A gold coin.
No, Kyle, it's a pipe. You're answering these wrong on purpose, aren't you?
No.
Fine. You get one more question.
All right. Good.
I'm going to pick the question. Who cast the Liberty Bell? This is a history question. Bassin Stowe, Passin Lowe, Passin Stowe, or Glassin Stowe?
Oh, my gosh. This is preying on my...
Sweet and low.
Let's go with B.
Pass and low?
No. What was C?
Pass and stow?
No. D?
Glass and stow?
Yes.
It's pass and stow, you idiot.
Wait, did I get it right?
No, you got it wrong. Well, moving on. We're going to move on from National Treasure to another fantasy.
Okay.
Are these characters from Game of Thrones or Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
Do you watch Game of Thrones, right?
I did for about three seasons. Let's get this game started.
Here we go. All right. So I'm going to read the character's name, and you're going to tell me if it's Game of Thrones or Lord of the Rings. Okay? Pretty good. Easy, right?
Yeah.
Ted Sandyman.
Game of Thrones.
No, Lord of the Rings. He's a hobbit. Desmond Craighall.
Game of Thrones.
Yes. He's the head of House Craighall.
Oh, okay.
Or Crackle. I don't know how to say it.
Crackle.
Searle. Searle. I don't know how to say this. C-E-O-R-L.
Let's go Game of Thrones for that
Game
one.
Game of Thrones. No. He's one of the riders of Rohan. Rhaegar Rivers.
Rhaegar Rivers.
Rhaegar Rivers.
Lord of the Rings.
No. Ralph Kenning.
Lord of the Rings.
No. I like these. Beachbone.
Game of Thrones.
No. He's an Ent.
A what?
An Ent. You know, the tree guy? Beachbone? No.
They called me Beachbone.
Wendell Manderly.
That's you.
What?
What? Game of Thrones.
Wendell Manderly. Game of Thrones. Yes. He's a knight. And he dies. Jeremy Riker.
Ah, Commander.
Commander.
Game of Thrones.
Yes. He's a member of Night's Watch. Melara Heatherspoon.
That's an elf. That's definitely an elf from Lord of the Rings.
No. Dunhair.
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
That's why single names seem to sound like they're from Lord
Mendeldor.
Of the Rings.
Mendeldor. I am Mendeldor. I am Mendeldor. Mm. King of the Trolls.
Let's do Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, that's right. One of the giant eagles, actually. Masha Hedl.
Masha. Masha. Let's go with Game of Thrones.
That's correct. Hob Hayward.
I think that's where I went to school.
Yeah.
Lord of the Rings.
That's right. He's a hobbit. And last but not least, Jonas Bracken.
Game of Thrones.
That's right. You got 8 out of 14.
Ooh, I pulled it in right there at the,
it
at
says
the very end.
You got 8 out of 14 right. Not bad. That's it. That's all you get.
Not bad at
not
all. That's I,
bad.
I'm fine with that. I'm okay with that. I'm also okay with you going over to goodstuff.fm to check out the flow notes for the show. They're put together on Workflowy, where we share our brains every day.
Brain.
I use it not only for this show, but for everything else. It is my go-to note-taking application choice. Yes, that's right. So you can also check out some of the other things that we like. If you go over to morningshow.am and just up in that big old navigation bar, you can see some of the other stuff that we like. So please go over there. You can also check out some of the other great shows over on goodstuff.fm. You can also email the show, kyle@goodstuff.fm, for questions, concerns, complaints, or if you've got an idea for a game that you want us to play, if you want to do a two super games of Is It a Burrito or a Dog?
Is this a burrito or a dog?
I don't know. Be a fun game.
Well, yeah.
We're,
Oh, no.
We're also on Twitter. Good stuff. FM.
Terrible show for all the sound effects.
I know. Morning Show AM also is for this show. If you would please, this does help the show. Two ways for that to happen. You can leave a review on iTunes. There's a link directly at morningshow.am or on goodstuff.fm/morningshow. In both of those, there's links that go directly to the iTunes page. If you leave a rating and review, it helps other people find the show and spread the word, because we need to just be in more people's ears, and it does help. You can also go to Patreon. Now, Patreon lets you contribute directly to the show per month. You can give any amount you'd like. There are specific perks based on what you give, but you'll get access to stuff like the unedited broadcast, all the sounds that we use on the show, all that fun. That's right. Very exciting. All that fun stuff is available over on patreon.com/morningshow. A thanks to Feed Press for their support of this show and the entire Good Stuff Broadcasting Network. We'll be back on Friday for a bit of a short show. We look forward to seeing you then. Until then, goodbye.
See you later, guys. I'm still sick.
Dum 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 dum.